There is little to separate Bengal and Railways, with only 2 days of their Randy Trophy quarter-final remaining at Eden Gardens. Railways did concede a 3-run first innings lead by being bowled out for 314, as the overnight pep Aaron Damgosh and Mahesh Rawat fell for 97 and 119 respectively. Ashok Dhinder ended with 6 for 105. Bengal then suffered a poor start to their second innings, as Anurag Singh caused them to stumble for 36 for 4. However, Riddhiman Sahar and Lakshmi Shukla combined to take them to stumps on 133 for 4. Sahar is unbeaten with 30, while Shukla has 63 off only 78 balls. Uttar Pradesh declared on their overnight 221 for 9, then bowled Karnataka out for 204, to leave themselves needing 333 to win in the fourth innings. They survived the opening exchanges largely unscathed and closed on 55 for 1. Karnataka had earlier rejigged their batting lineup in an effort to see off the new ball threat. However, it didn't work and they soon found themselves 33 for 4. Ironically, it was left-arm spinner Ali Murtaza who did the bulk of the damage, en route to figures of 6 for 64. Only KL Rahul impressed with 92, as only three other Karnataka batsmen reached double figures. A Mumbai second innings collapse has handed Maharashtra the chance of knocking out the defending champions. The visitors closed on 28 for 1, and used 252 to win, despite conceding a first innings lead of 122, having their first innings ended at 280 by Shardul Thakur's sixth wicket. Samad Fala, Anupan Sanlekha and Shukant Mun took all 10 Mumbai second innings wickets between them, as they are bundled out for only 129. It might have been worse at 29 for 5, but Thakur, first innings centurion Suryakumar Yadav and Iqbal Abdullah all made useful contributions to help them avoid complete embarrassment. And Jammu and Kashmir need a further 247 to beat Punjab, for closing on 77-2. Punjab had looked in peril at 50 for 5 in their second innings, but Mandeep Singh hit 112. He shared 62 with Yuvraj Singh for the sixth wicket, and a crucial 113 with Gurkarat Singh made a fluent 66 for the seventh. There was then a useful run of all 31 from Manpreet Goni at number 10, as Punjab were finally all out for 296. Parvez Rasool was the pick of the J&K attack with 5-58. There was a first ever one-over eliminator in Australia's Big Bash League. Yasir Arafat kept Sydney Sixers down to 6 off the final over to force the super over. He then took 2-for-1 with the crucial 6 deliveries to earn Perth Scorchers the points. Jason Berendorf had taken 3 wickets early in the Sixers' run chase to help reduce them to 20-for-4. However, skipper Steve Smith led their fight back with 65 off only 48 balls. Arafat, though, kept plugging away, ended with 4-for-24 as the Sixers ended on 153-for-9. The Scorchers earlier recovered from none for 2 to make 153-for-5, as Simon Katic and Sam Whiteman hit half centuries, added 129 the third wicket. Brett Lee took 4-for-28. There were HRB Cup wins for Northern Districts and Canterbury, with the former securing a top 3 finish by beating Auckland. The Aces can still qualify, but need to win their final group game, and hope that Northern Districts beat Canterbury on Sunday. The Knights racked up 200-for-7 after electing to bat today, as Dan Harris hit 56 off 38 balls, and found support from Daniel Flynn and Kane Williamson. Scott Stires and Darrell Mitchell then launched a late assault. The pair added 17 little more than 5 overs, with Stires hitting 43 off 20 balls and Mitchell ending on 42 off 19. Chris Nash took 2-for-22 for the Aces, but found the scoring difficult at the start of their chase. Craig Kachope and Colin de Granton provided some impetus, but the Aces struggled following their dismissals. Anton Devchich, Trent Bolt and Ish Soddy ended with 3 wickets apiece as they wound up short on 160 for 9. The Wizards joined Wellington on 20 points after beating them in Christchurch. The Firebirds made 154 for 6 from their 20 overs, and had contributions of 33 and 43 respectively from Michael Pollard and James Franklin. Andrew Ellis and Rob Nicol took a brace of wickets apiece for the hosts, who then eased home by 8 wickets. George Worker ended on 53 not out, and added 119 with Dean Brownlee, who blasted 86 of just 36 balls for the second wicket. A knock of 56 not out in just 31 balls from David Miller took the Dolphins to victory over Knights in South Africa's Ram Slam T20 Challenge. The Dolphins' second wicket pair of Cameron Delport and Cody Chetty got their side's run chase off to a sprightly start, but when Miller came to the middle, the game was in the balance. He, though, hit 7 boundaries and saw them home with 7 balls to spare. Earlier in the night, top three of Reza Hendricks, Riley Rousseau and Dean Elgar had all passed 50, doing an impressive total of 176 for 4. The Titans had got off the mark last night by beating Cape Cobes in a rain-affected game at Supersport Park. Cobes had reached 96 for 4 when rain stopped playing the 14th over, as they had been asked to bat. Hashim Amla top scored with 48 of 29 balls, while Rulof van der Merwe and Rowan Richards each took 2 wickets. Titans were set 89 off 10 overs by the Douglas Lewis method, and won with 3 balls to spare, despite a poor start where they slipped to 22 for 3. Fahan Bahardeen led the victory push with 41 off 23 balls, while Albie Morkel ended on 22 off 21. And in the provincial three-day competition, Boland kept their title hopes alive and dealt Western Provinces a blow with a two-day win in Cape Town. Boland was set only 44 in the fourth innings, made heavy weather of it before winning by 4 wickets. Shaheen Khan followed up his haul of 7 for 46 in Boland's first innings 168 by taking 2 for 12. The Boland bowlers had earlier combined to bowl Western Province out for just 88 in their first innings, with Petrus Jethro then taking 6 for 18 as they managed only 123 in their second.